Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
He is known to be one of the most fearless journalists in the world. He kicks ass and chews bubblegum at the same time. He is Shepard Ambellus. And you are listening to The Shepard Ambellus Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's already Saturday, April 26, 2025. We got a supercross race in Pennsylvania later today. Y'all can check that out on your cable TV or whatnot. But aside from that, many Americans are concerned that President Donald Trump's tariffs will make products in the stores a lot more expensive. Not only that, but possibly tip the United States into a recession. Or what I'm saying is it might get even worse than that. And right now, they even got Americans making no-buy lists. That's right. You've heard of no-fly lists, like you can't fly anywhere. But now, Americans are making no-buy lists. And they're making lists of things they simply do not need and that are not necessary or that they deem aren't necessary. However, I bet there's still a bunch of stuff on that list that's not necessary that they think, you know what I mean? Like you could really taper that down if you want. But I mean, even before the tariff threat, people were making all sorts of videos and talking about how they can't afford anything. But now with the tariffs, it is getting a lot worse and all products are going to stop flowing to the shelves and people are going to start panic buying. So things are going to start happening within the next 2 to 4 weeks. And so we will be monitoring the situation. We encourage the listeners to text us in chat so we can get you on the show or email me or call into the show and give us updates from your area. Guys, please support the show. Help keep the lights on over here. It's the end of the month. I got to keep the bills paid or I guess I just got to do something else. But, you know, I've been doing 2 and sometimes even 3 shows a day and can't even keep any of the basic bills paid. Another sign of the times. But guys, it's better to keep the show going than to support other mainstream services like that you're paying for that you could be canceling that are a lot more money, you know, and a couple bucks goes a long ways on this show. So the links are in the description. Please support all my efforts. And product shortages and empty store shelves are just one thing for people to worry about. But these shipments from China, are, you know, they will be halting and there's no reinforcements coming. That's right. And retailers are warning that U.S. consumers could once again be faced with empty store shelves. And it's not like the supply chain crisis in the COVID times, which was scary enough, right? This will be much worse, far worse. At the same time, the housing market will be declining. Everything will be being devalued. They won't be letting renters in new homes. Guys, San Francisco is virtually vacant. It's a ghost town. Everything is shut down, like in the Fisherman's Wharf area and other areas. There's zero anything. I mean, it is as if the death kill from China is now moving to the U.S. and they're starting to kill off Americans, or those jabs are really starting to take effect. New York is a ghost town now. There's parking available. They're trying to blame it on the migrants, but there's no such thing. They only deported a certain amount of migrants. Now there's parking available all over New York, and San Francisco and LA are ghost towns, and other cities around the U.S. are reporting the same thing. The estimated population of China now, they're not going to tell you this, but from what I estimate, is only 350 million, down from 1.4 billion in 2018. So they're lying to us. There's been a complete death kill with these mRNA vaccines that our government owned half of, by the way. I found out for a fact that our government sponsored and owns half of the COVID mRNA vaccines, which means they obviously targeted people for a 3 to 5 year death, or a 1 to 5 year death, or an instant 2 to 5 year death. So that's what you have to look forward to if you took the shots. Now, in the COVID shortages, we had toilet paper problems and all this stuff. It is going to be far worse. And all Americans pretty much are armed, so we all know where this is headed. You might want to get out of the country now before they lock you in. Mark my words. Now is the time to evacuate. Thinking and procrastinating any longer will be a bad decision. Things are getting hot quick, guys. So keep your powder dry. Watch your six. And is anything real anymore? A study finds AI making Americans suspicious of everything online. But guys, that's what they want you to do. They want you to be in utter and total confusion so they can just get away with anything. I'm going to play this video of some workers that have been fired and lost their jobs and can't get jobs. One guy applied at 300 jobs and didn't even get any callbacks or anything. People talking about, you know, that there's 300 and 600 people applying for every position and no one's even getting back with them. A lot of people, I mean, we'll just listen to these clips and then I'll commentate on it. I got a lot more news to cover. Guys, this is the collapse of America. Get out while you can. They will lock you in.
I'm going to hit apply right now. This job is no longer accepting applications. Over 100 applicants. Oh, look at this job. This job is right up my alley and is entry level. Let's see. What's the description say? 10 to 15 years experience. Okay, it's fine. What about this job? Okay, it requires a bachelor's, which I have, and the pay is $18 an hour with no benefits.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help. You save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at the time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Okay, all right. This one says training will be provided. No experience necessary except...
bachelor's degree, $18 an hour with no benefits. Guys, I was a high school dropout and was making $25 an hour at age 18. So, figure that one out.
For the 3 to 5 years of experience that you need. Okay, fuck it. I don't care anymore. I'm just going to start applying. We'll hit easy apply, and it wants me to reinsert all my resume information on their website. 8 rounds of interview, cover letter. Email us why we should pick you, but we will not respond.
Oh, I got an email back. We have reviewed your resume and decided not to move forward in the application process, but feel free to subscribe to our newsletter to hear about more.
10? Just generally, I'm like stressed out with school coming to a close. I'm about to graduate and I haven't found any jobs yet. I've been using like the SideShift app to find side hustles, but obviously I need a full-time job, so I'm running out of options if anyone has any ideas.
So this guy has applied to a lot of jobs, right? And he's not really getting any offers. He is currently in college, I assume either a junior or a senior in college. And one of the hardest things during that time is the partying days are gone, and those are days when you start stressing to get a job. It's very different from like freshman and sophomore year where you're very, very carefree in college. Once you start hitting like junior or senior, you need to start finding a job so when you graduate, you could actually enter the workforce and make some cash. So student loans are piling up. You got to pay that rent. But the thing is, people are saying that the job market is so tough that you almost can never find a job that fits your degree. You could have a degree in economics, and you could probably be working at Starbucks, or you're driving for DoorDash. And I'm being dead serious here. People in the comment section are saying that they have a bachelor's and 3 certifications. Got denied a role as a graveyard star.
For PhDs right now, they're paying $20 an hour. So if you spent $300,000 to go to school, and now they're coming after everyone with a student loan, 9 million people, and they're putting them in debtors' prisons.
Doctor at PetSmart. I mean, people are saying they can't even get hired in retail. Walmart and Target keep saying they're hiring, but they're never hiring. People are saying that, dude, I've been doing the same thing. I've applied to around 300, declined from over 60, only 3 interviews that went nowhere. And when you do get a job offer, you get lowballed so hard. Okay, if you don't take it, someone else will take it. Somebody here said they graduated almost 2 years ago, had a job, but got let go and then just been unemployed for 6 months. And then that's what we're seeing here. This is one of the most cursed, one of the crappiest job markets. People who've been in the job market for decades said they've never seen this before. And by the way, do not be bamboozled and lied to by the unemployment numbers. Unemployment rate is like 4.2%. But they account for part-time jobs, gig work like Uber or Lyft, and poverty wages under $25,000 a year.
If you work in marketing or creative services and you're looking for a job right now, it's super tough. And here's the reason why. I'm Delara. I'm a career coach and resume writer. Let's get into it. So during the pandemic, when there was scarcity, a lot of marketers lost their jobs because there really wasn't anything to market and there weren't people going out into stores buying stuff. But wait, there's more. So as you know, supply chain is not just like a one-day thing. It's a chain. It's a chain of time that's built up to deliver stuff. So supply chain issues didn't really impact a lot of industries and markets until like 2022, 2023, because most supply chain funnels are anywhere from 12 to 24 months long. So when you add 20 plus 2, it's 2022. And during that time, we started to see a lot of layoffs, specifically in the creative services and marketing industries. And the reason why was there weren't a lot of things to market. And also supply chain was creating a crunch on a lot of industries for a variety of reasons, which made people realize that they had to start cutting back on their overhead. And the first place a lot of companies go when they want to cut budget is marketing. Not just marketing dollars, but marketing people.
So anyways, lots going on, lots of people also looking for jobs, and they are finding it hard, to find jobs. Now, the Deagle report in 2025 reports the U.S. population down 99 million. So those mRNA jabs, they expect 100 million people to have died, basically. So we'll see. I mean, there's lots of ghost cities in the U.S. now, basically. I'm not joking, guys. If you've seen some of the videos, I might have posted some on my Twitter. Things are closing, and they're closing quick. All the fast food chains are closing here pretty soon. I mean, it is happening, and it is happening fast, and there might not be supplies on shelves or restocking, you know, resupply shipments, all this stuff. It might all go away. Guys, they have robo dogs on chains now that are programmed to attack people, but the big chain doesn't allow it to, and it looks absolutely terrifying. We are so screwed from these robots. Also, a robot in China attacked a bystander. It literally singled him out, went right up to him and punched him in the face super hard and super fast. And they had to restrain the robot. The robot war against humans has begun. Kill them before they kill you. If you don't destroy these robots and stop them from being made before, you know, if we don't terminate their production, basically, it's over for humanity. And AI, with AI anyways, it's over. But these robots are driving four-wheelers. They're playing pianos. There's little robots just going around that can do anything, drive cars. It'll be like RoboCop here in a minute. They already released one RoboCop version. Guys, please support the show. Please click the link below the Cash App. I'll be on later. We'll get into some other topics, maybe some more fascinating and fun topics and not so much doom and gloom, but expect problems in the United States. I would recommend getting ready to get out right now. I mean, don't wait too long. Start planning it. Guys, take care. Support the show. Have a great day.